This episode is brought to you by...
So we don't really have like a sponsor.
Alex, you know what I think when I look at you?
What?
That man needs a holiday.
Oh. Oh, I mean, I'd like one, but that...
I mean...
What are you saying?
I think you like to go places. You like going places, right? You like people.
Oh, have we met? People are fine.
Well, if you don't like people, the place that I'm going to endorse has fish people. So they're not really like people anyway.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What?
So we don't really have like a sponsor. This is more of like an offer that has been presented to us.
Wow.
So it's for a holiday pad in Atlantis.
Oh.
So I know how much you like, you know, the sun, like not being in it. Not being in the sun?
For some reason, I picture myself inside the literal sun. Sometimes the sun is hot, I agree.
So this is underwater.
Ooh.
So you can ignore the sun.
Okay.
So all you have to do is get onto their website, Atlantic Homes, and put the offer code UNDERWATERFALLS, and you could stay at their Atlantis resort.
That sounds amazing.
However, you just need to remember that the food only lasts for about a few hours, and the fish people, they could just revolt at any time.
Okay, well, first of all, that's scary. And second of all, how are you matter-of-factly saying fish people?
Oh, because that's what they do in the show.
Oh, this is a reference to the show. I get it.
Anywho, try not to get blown up by a mad scientist while you're there. See ya, bye.
Why? Don't leave me!
What are you doing?
I'm reversing the polarity of my ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity.
Welcome to the Fan of the Fool, everyone. I'm the Fan, Matt Antonelli.
I'm the Fool, Alex Cameron.
Welcome, Alex Cameron.
Thank you, Matthew.
To this special episode.
Do you like your caramel latte?
I love every latte.
Do you know that I've just realized that that's a fun word to say?
Caramel latte.
Because the L...
It's not a word.
Because the L...
Yes.
Flows straight onto latte, so you could say it like it's a word. Caramel latte.
Caramel latte.
Caramel latte. In Ooh, fact...
What would you like, sir? I'd love a caramel latte.
Here's a challenge for you.
Don't have one.
Say it, but separate them out so they're clearly two words. Go.
Caramel latte.
See? Because it makes you pause for like 2 seconds because it's you're ready to caramel latte.
Yeah,
caramel latte.
Just for the benefit of everyone, while we're talking about lattes.
Hello.
There's time codes in the episode description. So if you want to skip all this nonsense, have a look below. Let's talk about Doctor Who.
Who news?
I don't have any. Did you see any Who news? Because the only things I really saw were, like, there's people still talking about things for the 60th.
Yep.
I did come across an article. Doctor Who, actors ranked worst to best.
Oh.
So this is after Jodie Whittaker has left. So I disagree with this list because it's just really weird. Also, I find it really difficult to rank the Doctors because I guess you have to put someone last, don't you?
What's the list called, though? Doctor Who...
Doctor Who, every Doctor ranked according to Reddit.
Okay, because it's not the actor or actress, it's the actual interpretation of the Doctor.
No, but the URL says Doctor Who actors ranked worst to best, but the title of the article says every Doctor ranked according to Reddit. And that says who is the best Time Lord. Now, I don't agree with this list, okay?
I'll give you my rankings. You ready?
You only got two.
I've got three, thank you. Coming in third, the Doctor from the movies.
Doesn't count.
Coming in second, the second Doctor who... Yeah, okay. And number one is William Hartnell. That's it, everyone. Thanks for listening. Those are all the Doctors ranked.
I'm just getting a picture of all the Doctors without giving you one that spoils something. So the first 13 are in this list.
Okay.
Okay, now I want you to think everything you know about the internet and about Reddit,
yeah,
and about just people online generally, and out of those 13, so ignore those two, who do you think is last?
Oh, who do I think is last?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was going to say I think Jodie Whittaker would be first because they simp for the ladies, but is she the worst because she's a woman?
That's the one.
Are you serious?
Yes, she's at the bottom of the list. She's number 13.
Even though we've got some of these losers coming up. that I haven't even seen yet, but I can just tell you.
Mainly not because so much of her acting, but because...
she's a female.
Maybe. I think that might be some of the problem, but
yeah.
The problem...
yeah, inverted commas. This is not our opinion.
No, I love Jodie Whittaker.
I think she's married, though.
I love all of them. Jodie Whittaker.
You can put the kiss in Christopher Eccleston.
Okay. The Jodie Whittaker, the writing was the main reason she was last, apparently.
Yeah, but we know why. It's Reddit.
Reddit. Okay, so do you want me to just go straight to first, or do you want all of it?
Go on. Whatever you want to do.
Okay, so 13.
Okay.
Now, do you want to guess, or do you want me to just go for it?
Just tell me, because I don't know anything.
12.
I can see it.
I can also.
And that's our number. You might as well tell people, because
that's Colin Baker. Okay. Yeah, people can't. This is not a visual medium, sorry.
Okay, so he... and I'm just... based on one picture, I agree.
All right, 11th. William Hartnell.
I don't want to hear any more.
You wait till we get further on, because I'm angry about the last few. Okay, you ready?
Okay, but how is he? No, come on. Out of respect, he has to be at least top 5.
Yeah, I guess. Nah, but I think
I love
it's hard to rank all of them, because most of them are pretty great.
And also, some of them don't have a lot of stuff left, like the early guys who they lost all the footage.
Yeah,
I just can't believe he's like third last.
Do you want to know who's 10th?
Yeah, I see that.
I like Peter Davison, though. Oh. I think it was more because he didn't get to do a lot of stuff on the show.
Can I
guess? He had a very good finale, though. 9th is the 9th Doctor, Christopher Eccleston.
Are you annoyed about that? Isn't he one of the ones you really like?
Yes, I think he should be higher than that.
Okay.
I think they should all be higher than that, though.
But that...
you know what I mean?
That's not how numbers work.
8th Doctor, Paul McGann. The eighth one's my favourite. The 7th Doctor, I think they just got lazy. 9th, 8th, 7th. The 7th Doctor is 7th.
Yeah.
6th is Doctor number 3, who I like him a lot. So
can I just say, the fact that the 2nd Doctor is above all these guys,
oh, yeah,
I already don't agree.
This is a problem.
Okay.
So 5th is Bachar Trowden.
Mm.
To be honest, I think he was really great in these episodes.
I like him in these episodes. I already feel like...
and they played the recorder once this time. Just once.
And quite effectively. Okay. No, actually...
twice. Once he played it properly, and then once he shot some sand at someone, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was good.
I like
okay,
that.
This is where things kind of go. So, 4th.
Okay, I get it. What's his name? You have to tell the people.
David Tennant.
Yeah.
3rd, Matt Smith.
That surprises me. Oh, so the old fella...
well, it surprised me that he's ahead of him in almost every other ranked thing. They're the other way around.
Okay.
2nd.
It has to be the older one.
Yeah. Tom Baker.
Who
normally tops the lists of all these, to be honest. It's either him or him. These two are almost always 1st and 2nd. That's okay. David Tennant and Tom Baker.
I'll have to wait till we get there, because based on looks alone,
amazing.
I would not have picked
he's
that.
He's got a good scarf.
See, I don't care what they wear. I care how they are. For some reason, all you Doctor Who fans are like, but look at the scarf.
I mean, he
yeah, but was he annoying?
He has a good personality, too.
Oh, well, we'll see. And number one is old fellow. What's
Peter Capaldi. Who I love.
Yes.
Who I just think this list is weird, because he never tops a list.
And to have the first Doctor as third last, that's wrong. I'm sorry. Maybe I don't know enough, because I've only seen like 2 of these guys, but he's so good. And some of these guys look like they're going to be so annoying.
I think Patrick Trowden was very good in these episodes that we watched for today.
He does say things very weirdly, though.
But he's different.
But different doesn't mean good. Why does everyone say that?
No, as in like, he's like, I think he's just quirkier.
And why is that good?
It's just... I think there's a good point of difference from the previous person who played the thing.
Well, he doesn't look like he's about to pass away, so that's already different.
And he does a lot more dashing about, I think.
That's true. And I don't think I heard him fumble his words once.
No, because he's 46 or something. All right. Oh, the bit of news. Was there a bit of news? Oh, yes. That's right. There's news.
Go on.
As part of the 60th anniversary, they're going back to some of the first Doctor stories and colorizing them.
Oh.
So putting color throughout all the black and white ones. Not all of them, probably, but like...
The good ones.
The greatest hits.
Please do the Aztecs. That's a good one.
Yeah. Probably the first appearance, probably the Daleks as well. They'll probably do the first appearance of the Daleks.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Does that mean we're going to see Barbara in color?
You could see Barbara in color if you just Google image search Barbara in color.
No, but I don't want some person's interpretation or a picture of the actress. I want to see Barbara. Matthew's brief spoiler-free review of...
Audio play.
Audio play.
It's Matt Smith, surrounded by big trees. So this is Doctor Who, and they've started using a new logo for the audio plays.
Ooh.
It's called Short Trips, The World Tree, which came out at the very end of last year. Came out like the 29th of December, I think it was. This is an annual competition thing that they have every year with Big Finish, where it's called the Paul Spragg Memorial Short Trips Opportunity. And so it's where anyone can like write a story and send it in. And then the winners gets made into a proper audio play.
That's cool.
So it's normally like pretty, like you got to keep it pretty small, because they're not going to want to put out all, like a whole lot of money with sound effects and stuff. So you don't normally put like Daleks and things in it. So this has just literally got two characters in it. So it's got the 11th Doctor, and it's got Nora Wicker, who is like, she's like an elderly woman living in a little house. Her doctor comes and checks up on her because she's, you know, becoming forgetful.
Is this a character you know from the show?
No.
Oh, just a
new character.
New character.
So she's getting a bit forgetful, and then one day, like, a tree starts growing in her garden, and she's like, that tree doesn't look like anything I've ever seen before. And then Matt Smith turns up, and he just talks to her like they're just, like, old friends, basically. She's like, I don't know who you are. And he's like, I know. So he's trying to stop the world tree from growing into the earth and cracking it in half, pretty much, which I thought was relevant because... these episodes we watched was about something like that happening.
Yes.
So he puts like a bubble around it, but he actually like puts her house in that bubble too. So she's like trapped in like a time like loop. So she keeps waking up to the same day because he's like, this is like, we've actually met like a million times before. The writing's really good because you really get the sense of like, she's this little old lady who doesn't have a lot going on, and suddenly like she's now got this, you know, a little like this tree that she can kind of look after, make sure that it doesn't
forever
kill the planet,
seeing as she's always playing the same day.
I think the idea of the way it ends, I don't want to give away too much,
it's a spoiler free review,
yeah, but it's kind of like left up to you as to how it finishes.
Right.
But it is really cool. This is a really awesome scene where Matt Smith comes in and she's like, do you want some tea? And he's all like, yeah, yeah. And they sit down at the table and she's like, you're not real, are you? And he's like, that's, you know, that's a very weird thing to say. She's like, you haven't touched your tea. And he's like, yeah. She goes, do you want an apple? He's like, no, I'm all right. And then she just throws the apple and it goes straight through him. And he's like, why'd you have to do that? Sorry, it's just a really long back and forth.
So he's not real in this story?
No, he's real. He's just a hologram in that scene.
Oh, okay.
So he's really not quite there because he can't enter the bubble.
Interesting.
Rated. Really good. And actually, I went back and had a look. So this is free, by the way. They're always free for this competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that was 45 minutes, which is pretty good. But I went back and realized that some of the other ones that I've liked are from this competition.
Oh,
so
right.
You remember Landbound, the one with the third Doctor, it was between two episodes. That's from this competition.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's another one called, I think I've listened to most of these, Free Speech, which is from 2020, which is one where there's a society and it costs money to talk. So you don't, if you're really poor, you've got to like choose your words carefully.
Mm-hmm.
And the best laid plans, that's like a Peter Capaldi one. Reddit's favorite doctor. So some of these stories, I mean, they're all really good. It's cool that they run that competition, I think. I will rate it. It's just interesting because it's not like a big action set piece. It's literally just like a conversation between the Doctor and like this sweet old lady.
Right.
But in that sense, I'll give it a 10.
Ooh.
They're good.
Delightful. Was it Doctor Who?
Who? So just for a reminder for everyone, there's 2 points up for grabs here. You're keeping score, aren't you?
Yes, so, I am.
So Alex has got to guess whether this is from Doctor Who or not. And if it's from Doctor Who, he's got to say what episode it's from.
Or what storyline.
What story it's from. And if it's not from Doctor Who, he's got to guess where it's from. So we'll do it in 2 stages. Ready?
Go on.
There's something new in you, yet something older than the sky itself. I sense that I can trust you. So first, is that from Doctor Who?
Yes, it is. I feel like it is. It sounds so familiar. But now I've got to think about...
Do you want me to tell you whether it is or not first?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, good.
Okay, now you got to think what story it's from.
I felt very confident about that for some reason. I feel like, well, we haven't seen enough of the second Doctor, so it was definitely said of the first Doctor. I'm trying to think of times a character has had to say that to him.
3 hours later.
It's not the hot old woman, is it?
No. No.
I wonder if it was like...
Would you like a hint?
Sure.
I remember us talking about it, and there's some very still images of ants.
Oh, it's from The Crusades?
It's from The Crusades. So Princess Joanna says it to the Doctor.
See, I would not have got that.
You know, the... Don't worry, it's his sister.
Yeah.
The sister.
Oh. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so that's a point each. Because I didn't get where it was from.
No. No, well, I give you a hint and then you got it.
No, that would be...
Well, then I should have just let you get it.
Well...
You wouldn't have got
it. Now you can live with regret.
I don't have regret.
It's 2 points to me, 4 points to Matthew.
Woo! Let's do it again.
Next week.
Next week, okay.
Okay, now how many stories did we...
We only missed one.
Oh, good.
So we missed the Highlanders.
Oh, of course, because now we've got this.
All righty then, Doctor!
Oh my gosh. You know what's funny is I forgot that we'd missed a storyline, so all of a sudden there's just this random Scottish guy.
I just want to check and see if he, the actor that plays him, I'm pretty sure he is Scottish.
It sounded kind of like a real Scottish accent.
Later that night.
Frederick Hines. He's an English actor. He was born in Yorkshire. In England.
Yeah.
So he's English.
The accent's not
he
bad.
He just put it on. He's just, you know, why? That kind of thing.
Okay, so somehow we acquired him. Tell us how. Tell us the story.
All right. So this is just the synopsis of it, because it's got the short version, rather than going through all 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The time travelers arrive in Scotland. So this is from the wiki, everyone. So that's my reference. Just after the Battle of Culloden. I don't know what that is. Do you know the Battle of Culloden? You're Scottish-ish.
Not even a little bit.
The same.
My father's parents were born there. He was born here. In good old Australia.
Yeah.
Struth, mate. Check out this Doctor Who. You know? I know there's a guy coming like that and I'm dreading it.
No, he doesn't talk like that. She doesn't talk like that.
Oh, it's a she.
Tegan! The second Doctor gains the trust of a small band of fleeing Jacobites by offering to tend to their wounded. While Polly and the Lard's daughter are away fetching water, he and the others are all captured by Red Coat troops commanded by Lieutenant Algernon Finch.
Yeah, that's Scottish.
Grey, a crooked solicitor who sells prisoners to slavery for transportation in the West Indies, secures the group into his custody. Polly and Kirsty blackmail Finch into helping, and the Doctor wins the day by smuggling arms to the Highlanders, who are being held on board a stolen ship, the Annabelle. Mm. Grey and the ship's unscrupulous Captain Trask are overpowered, and the vessel is returned to its rightful owner, Willie McKay, who agrees to take the rebels to safety in France. The Doctor, Polly and Ben return to the Doctor's TARDIS, where they are joined on the travels by the young Piper.
Oh no, they're going to play instruments together.
The young Piper.
No.
Would be bagpipes, wouldn't it?
Oh, somehow that's not as bad as the flute.
Well, it'd just overpower the recorder, wouldn't it? Like,
it would. It would.
Jamie McCrimmon. So Jamie McCrimmon is part of the clan that the Doctor helps at the start. So I guess he's quite a minor character in that story, but ends up on the TARDIS with the rest of the group.
But why does he end up there? Does he make the choice, or is it one of those things where they have to rush?
Let me scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, maybe do the thing that we said and tell us what happened.
Encouraged by Holly, the Doctor asks Jamie to join them on the TARDIS. He agrees as long as Jamie teaches him the bagpipes.
Oh.
They all leave in the TARDIS. Jamie, here's some trivia for you.
Go on.
Was never originally meant to be a companion. Fraser Hines has remarked in several DVD commentaries that he had already filmed the scene in which Jamie watches the TARDIS depart, and it was only when production on the story was nearly complete that Innes Lloyd asked him if he would like to become a full-time companion. As a result, the production team had to return to location in order to reshoot the final scene.
Interesting. Which is probably not something they did very much back in the day, because that costs a lot of money.
Yes.
You know? So it's pretty cool that they bothered to do
and
that.
And he was like, yeah, I'm on.
And now we are at The Underwater Menace.
And what a menace it was.
You know what's hilarious? From the thumbnails, I thought it was those weird fishy peoples, but really...
They're barely in it. And weird.
They are weird and barely in it.
Okay, so...
And they're actually kind of maybe the good peoples. The Underwater Menace is actually a mad scientist.
I think they're just nothing. Like, they're just people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not like... They're not a menace.
But it's just weird that you see the title Underwater Menace and then you see those...
That picture and you're like...
Oh.
There's the menace. There's the menace.
I've spotted it.
But I enjoyed this story, and I feel like I've got some good notes, because I did something which I don't normally do, which is I had my two screens, and I had the episodes playing on one screen, and I had me typing notes on the other, like keeping up. So
I'm an old person, so I just wrote in this notebook as I watched. I agree, this was a great story. I'm happy that we've got some good stories again.
And I was happy. I think it took me up until the second episode to really dial into everything that was happening. But I think that's just because the first episode in this is just telesnaps.
Yes.
And so sometimes there's things that are happening and there's no picture at that point for that thing. So it's just the last image that they had.
Yeah.
And it's just the voice. I think that would have been better. You know how when we watched The Crusade, there was subtitles with descriptions of what was happening?
I was going to bring this up.
I think that would have helped this.
Is that why you brought up The Crusade as one of our previous segments?
Definitely.
How planned are we? I wrote that down because it was the same thing. They only had images for some of the episodes.
Yes.
But they actually, the subtitles were not just what people said or sounds. It was like, the ants are crawling towards Ian on the beach. Yeah.
And you couldn't even make out there were ants. But you understood what was happening. You're like, oh, there must be ants because that's what the text is saying.
Yes, I'll believe it.
So I think that would have helped.
That would have been way better.
There was a part where they're all lying down because they're passing out or whatever. But I couldn't really follow what was happening because they were talking like it was normal. But the image on the screen was the Doctor just face down on the ground. I was just like, okay. So
passed out and they're just not referencing it yet.
Yeah.
And there was also a time when Polly is like, where's the Doctor? Why isn't he with us? And then a second later, the screen changes and he's there. And then he's suddenly talking. But because we don't have video, when did he come back? Explain yourself, you know?
I can't.
Okay.
I do have some questions about some things I think I might have missed in this first episode.
We should clarify. It was four episodes. Episodes 1 and 4 were images only.
Yep.
And 2 and 3 were video.
Yeah, it was good to actually see the Second Doctor.
Yes.
Dashing about and doing his stuff.
Finally.
And this is in the telesnapped episode. That hat is not as big as what it is in the animation. It's just a normal hat.
Agreed.
So it's okay, I think.
We made a big deal about it because it looks...
It was like a big hat.
Well, it was like a Santa hat without the bauble and the fun.
Yeah, but it was like a Santa and a top hat kind of
together. A Santa hat, the ones that go straight up in the air. You know, the ones you wear because they look silly on purpose? He chose that and he was like, ooh, look at me.
He was still trying to figure out himself, you know? So at 4 minutes 50, they talk about splitting up.
Yes.
And Polly says, oh no. Like she knows it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
And Ben's like, it'll be fine. We'll be right back.
This is a trope now in Doctor Who. The classic split up, because then you know something bad's going to happen.
But I also think it's a split up that has no consequence, because they all get captured.
Yeah.
Within the first 10 minutes of the episode.
Maybe it was padding.
Maybe it was padding.
They also say to Polly, when they meet people, Polly, you speak foreign? And I was like, oh, geez.
That's very 60s, though, I feel.
Yeah. And but she can speak a lot of languages.
She spoke French, German, and Spanish.
Yep.
And then Jamie tried to speak Gaelic to their captors to kind of work out where they are. I think Polly was the best at the start because she at trying to figure out where they were. Because even though she makes like some off the cuff guess when they first walk out, because she's just like whatever, she tries all the languages, and then she works out from when the Olympics are on.
Yes.
What year it should? It's vaguely. Would be.
Yeah.
So clever.
Yeah.
So it took me a while just to realize. So they get captured and they get given food. And the doctor's like, oh, this food's great. And so he ends up like working out who runs this place from that.
Yeah.
So it took me a bit to realize that there's scientists and there's like native. And we don't learn this immediately, but they're in Atlantis.
Yes.
I actually quite like Jamie and Ben as a duo.
Yes.
Because I think they were... I mean, I think he was better in these. He wasn't as annoying.
I think he's... You're right, though. I think he's better because he's with someone.
He's also better because... Maybe because it's... Of the time.
The 60s.
But, you know, when he's with Polly, it's a bit like, I'll save the day.
Yeah.
Whereas if Polly's not around, he's like, as a team, we'll save the day. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that woman left. Good. Let's now work together.
You know, because it's not for him to have to impress,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Which, I mean, I don't know if that's why it's written or if I'm just reading too much into it. But, yeah, there is a moment later on where they do Ben and Jamie... do an adventure together. The Doctor finds out that the myth of Atlantis is real because he's talking to Professor Zaroff. Because they're going to get sacrificed, and the Doctor says, I know something. And he hands the guy a note, and then Zaroff comes down and he's like, tell me what you know. And he's like, let my friends go and I'll tell you what I know.
Yeah.
And then there's a really nice back and forth where he's like, I actually don't know anything, but I'm smart.
That was such a weird way to get out of being sacrificed. I have a secret. What's your secret? Nah. But I'm pretty good.
Yeah, William Hyde, like, to be fair, he is quite good.
He is, but now you've mentioned the thing I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
Who's the note signed by, Matthew?
Dr. W.
What?
Dr. What?
You have always told me that his name is not Doctor Who.
Well, there's trivia for that.
Oh, okay.
But basically, it's only one of... like one of two on screen times that he uses like Doctor Who.
Wow.
Comes close to using Doctor Who as.
So are they mistakes? Because
I don't think it's a mistake. Well, he's still in the credits as Doctor Who, isn't he?
Does that change?
It does become the Doctor, I think.
But not yet.
Not yet.
That's so weird.
Well, I think it's
not saying it's bad, it's just interesting that's one of the only times ever.
I also think if he's going to write a note, he's like, take this to your leader.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to just put the Doctor on it. If it was Dr. W, the W could stand for anything.
That's a good point. Maybe he was like, I'm not... Yeah, but then why did he use a W if he doesn't think of himself as Doctor Who?
Why does he just put Dr. Smith?
Yes, that's my point.
Yeah, that would be a much better name to use.
Oh, that's a reference. Probably a reference I won't get to understand for 9 years.
No. It might be a bit closer than you think.
Oh.
Anyway.
So, signed Dr. W, and that saves him and his friends.
Yeah. But that's pretty much the end of the first episode. He realizes they're in Atlantis.
Yeah.
Now, he says, because his friends still get taken away, and there's an Atlantean named Ara... who he says, can you go, like, help my friends?
Yeah. She's the one that took the note, wasn't she?
And showed it to the leader. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But what I don't understand is why she helps them at all.
Yeah, that's my question too. Because, well, later Polly says, why are you helping us? And she's like, well, you've all been so nice to me. But at the beginning, they had no interaction.
I think she says she hates Zaroff, which is why she's helping them.
It is weird.
Why are you helping us, like, overthrow this leader? I don't like him. Okay.
What if, even if they just had a moment of her being like, ooh, that Ben guy's pretty cute, then it would make even just the smallest bit of sense that she's like, I don't want that cute guy to boil.
So throughout this, so there's lots of times where Polly is in peril, and that's what Annika Wills doesn't like about this. She says she goes back to being a damsel in distress constantly, and she doesn't like it. I think she was good at the start.
Yep.
Because she figures out where they are. But then she's right. Like, she just gets captured and then nearly sacrificed. And then she's with a guy who's threatening her with a spear, and she just has to kind of scream and help me.
She did way more screaming than she has
ever done, yeah.
Because, we missed a storyline, but the storyline that we got to see previously, she did a lot in The Power of the Daleks.
Yeah. There is quite a good scene where he stabs someone off screen, but you get to hear the
shunk,
shunk into someone's body.
I mean, that I would scream. But I mean, it must be annoying when that's your whole job.
Episode 2.
But remember, Matthew, it's the 60s and she's a woman. And what's her name is no longer there either, heading it up, Verity.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, they're going to go back to, yeah, she's in distress. What are you talking about? She's a female. Hello.
Although, I think it could just be this writer. Because the others... Ooh. I mean, as in, like, she's had good stories in the past. This writer is... This is the only Doctor Who story he writes. So, Polly gets taken... Because they're going to turn into a fish person. Or into a fish.
Okay, well, here's what happens, right?
Well, we never actually see this process take place with anybody. So, I didn't understand what was going to happen.
No, but let's give context. So, they haven't been sacrificed... And the doctor's like, yeah, no, I don't have any secrets. So he's like, fine, I'm going to get the guy who's in charge to deal with you all.
Mm.
So he sends the two mates, Jamie and Ben, together again.
Best friends.
Till the end, together again. A twosome, you know.
What's happened? I'm just watching you and waiting for what happens next.
They get sent down to the mines.
Yes. Because they go, you two men...
Yeah.
Can do labor.
Oh, you've got male genitalia. Go do work. Oh, this one doesn't. Go be a fish woman.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically what happens.
Because
nothing's really explained. So, the fish people, I think, are just fish people. Like, I think they're just, like, a species of themselves. You know what I mean?
Are they people who've been converted?
No, but they never said that. They said to her they were going to turn her into a fish. They didn't really say that they were going to turn her into a fish person.
You are right. But so, that must... But they, no, didn't they say... No. He shows her the people in the tank. And he says, you know how they can breathe? It's from gills. You'll know soon enough.
Yeah, but you'll know soon enough because you'll have gills. I don't know what was happening.
But wait, you think it's more likely they're going to turn her into a fish? Yeah. That's your argument. An actual fish.
That's just
fish.
What they said.
Yeah, they didn't say fish person, did they?
Well, I think if you'd had... If it was written these days, I think you would have someone who does go through that process, like a minor character.
Yeah.
And then they'd go to Polly, like, you're next. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then be a fish person, just...
Okay, so you can't just say just and show me a most horrific thing of all time. Like a fish floundering about.
Yeah.
Or you have that as the intro scene to the story, so you're like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
And it starts off crazy, and then when it gets to that, you go, oh no.
Oh, like a cold open.
Yes.
Like, you've crossed us for the last time, Smithy.
You be the fish now. You know?
And then when the TARDIS arrives, they can walk past a fish tank and there's like a new fish and they're like, what a good looking fish. And it actually used to be a person.
And then it just shows through the eyes of the fish, and you just hear,
this is freakier than the episode. But they must mean she, like, the fact that she become a fish person does make more sense than turning it into a fish.
But what you're saying is it was unclear to you.
Yeah.
Even though this is where we're now in video.
Yeah.
So they should have been able to give us some context of what the hell's going on.
I put it 6 minutes. The Doctor and Zara are having like an intellectual conversation about how to... He's got a... What would you call it? Like a model set up.
Yes.
To show... Like, if something's underwater, you get rid of the water. That's basically what the model showed.
Because he's promised these native people to bring Atlantis to the surface.
Yes, but what's his solution actually?
To, instead of doing that, reduce the water.
Yes.
So that it kind of rises.
Yes.
But the Doctor's like, yeah, but don't you realize this will just destroy the world? And he's like, yes.
Because the Doctor says, where's it going to drain to? And they're like, well, we'll just drill a hole into the center of the earth and all the water will go there. And the Doctor's like, well, then it'll become steam. And like, there's a very good scientific explanation in there somewhere. And I put it the 6 minute mark. Oh, I get it now. He's insane.
Yeah.
So he's just another mad scientist.
Yeah.
We just saw one. Lester.
Oh, we did. But see, technically that was at least one story line behind where we are.
And I guess he was an evil in the end. Whereas this guy's just bananas. And
oh no, he was bananas. Because at the end, when it was all over, he's like, I worship you, new leaders, to the Daleks. You're the new special race of people.
Yeah, he was like, humanity's had its chance. He did a lot, didn't he?
I guess he lost it over time, whereas here, we're already...
He lost it in a matter of days. So.
That's true. Whereas this guy, we've come to the end of the cycle.
Yes.
He's already a goner.
But he's famous, the Doctor. Like, the Doctor's never met him before. And then he's like, oh, you're crazy. So, let me just talk about the scientific process to you again. So, hypothesis.
Yes.
So, well, you have a thought, and you're like, I think this happens, and then you generate that into a scientific hypothesis where you go, how would this independent variable affect the dependent variable, and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah's right.
And then you have a whole heap of data, and you at the end of your experiment, you go, well, I was right because these results show. Whereas this guy's like, if I drain the ocean, the Earth would blow up.
I mean, he is right.
the thing he says to the Doctor is something along the lines of, the Doctor's like, why are you going to do this? And he's like, why not science? You know, like, it's just...
It will be the last great experiment of all time, and my name will be remembered.
By nobody.
Yeah.
Because the world will be dead. He's just insane. Love it.
He's very insane.
I like it, though. There's some... Even in the modern Doctor Who, there are some people who are just nuts. Anyway... 9 minutes in, the Doctor doing the classic chat then escape. He's like, ooh, looking after the world, like, controlling the world from a test tube. And they're like, so, because Polly's escaped. What was her name again? Ara? Ara's helped her escape.
Yeah.
And the surgeon that was going to do the fish conversion on her comes in.
The fish conversion.
He's like, the Doctor's like, oh, you've lost Polly. And he's like... I'll find her again. He's like, yeah, I'm sure you will. And then they have like a bit of a chat and the Doctor's like, yes. And he's on a test tube and then he pours it into another mixture and it just smokes.
Yeah.
And he bolts.
Yeah.
Pretty good. So while this is all happening, I didn't actually take much notes on the side adventure of Ben and Polly and Jamie.
Right.
But Ben and Jamie are taken to work in the mines and they come up with a plan with some other people to escape. And that's when they learn about the food situation.
Yes.
What's the food situation?
The food situation is that these fish people, they're
not explained, just they just exist. Continue. Yeah.
We're just running with it. These fish people, TM, don't try to use trademark. That again.
Registered trademark.
Their job is to get seafood for everyone to eat because they're underwater. So that's what you've got. As in a fillet of fish, you know, that sort of thing.
And in the first shot of them eating food, I thought they just had a plate of fish and chips. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But they have no way of storing the food.
Hmm.
So if these fish people somehow decided, hey, you know what? Instead of being slaves, this is horrible. Why don't we not give them the food and we win?
That hasn't occurred to them yet.
No.
Can I just make one more remark?
Go on.
Why is no one questioning the existence of the fish people?
You just can't get past it.
It's just, Ben, when they're like, the fish people make our food, Ben and Jamie aren't like, the fish people. They're like, oh, okay. It's just, I think later, I don't think the Doctor actually ever interacts with the fish people.
I think you're right.
But later he says, the fish people slaves are supplying the food. We need to convince them not to. Can you go do that? Without also having the thought of being like, there's fish people here.
How did they do? Isn't he a scientist? Wouldn't he want to know how they've done it?
Well, I guess he's traveled throughout time space. Maybe to him, he's just like, yeah, there's fish people. But no one else is.
No, especially not the Scottish guy who's still like, I've done a get at, sir.
Well, I think he actually copes the best out of like any new person. He just ends up rolling with it. He's just like, all right, we've traveled in time.
But can I just say, it's not one of the companions that eventually convinced the fish people.
It's a side character.
It's a side character who's one of the miners that works with the two guys.
Who's Irish and rude to them. Well, I mean, that's not because he's Irish.
But you're exactly right. Because he basically gets the help by saying, you people are pathetic. I spit on you. You have no souls. Oh, could you help us? Don't give any more food. And I hate you. You're disgusting people. Bye.
See, I thought what he was doing was being rude to them so then they wouldn't feed them. But yeah. Then he was like, then it turned like he did big 180 and he's like, I know, like, it's awful that you have to make food for everyone. So do you guys just want to not? Do you understand? And they're like they made the fish face.
And that image is the image from the thumbnail that makes you think there's some freaky thing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they are, but it's never referenced.
No.
But you're right. Why was he so rude to them if his plan wasn't to be rude to them?
Well, maybe that's just how fish people respond. Like, maybe you need to talk to them like that because they're fish people. We'll never know because no one talked about what fish people are.
So you're saying they can't comprehend compassion?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay, here's something that we know about.
Yep.
I'm just trying to segue into a part of the episode I liked.
Go for it.
The music. The music reminded me of a point-and-click adventure game from, like, the 90s.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel that.
I loved it. Especially, the music, especially when the boss entered. And I will be playing it now. The end.
So the Doctor talks to Ramos?
Yes.
Ramos, who doesn't really like what's happening with Zaroff anyway, but the Doctor convinces him that he does a cool experiment where he's like, this is what happens in the core of our Earth if the water flows into it. And he has this bottle of water, which he seals the top of, boils it, and it explodes.
Mm.
Which it shouldn't have really, like, I don't think it would have ignited in a flame, by the way. Because there was a flame visible on the screen, but the pressure would have just
made it scatter.
Yeah. But he convinces Ramos in that way.
And Ramos is like the ruler's second in charge.
Yes. Now, I think the Doctor does something really clever, which he doesn't explain it to the big boss in the same way. Ramos is like, we'll take you to the emperor? I can't remember what his name is.
The ruler.
The ruler of Atlantis. And you can convince him. And so the Doctor doesn't do like the same thing. He opens with, have you noticed Zaroff's eyes?
Yeah.
Which I think is good, because he's probably, because if you think about it, this guy who's in charge and has had this close association with Zaroff this whole time is probably not going to believe you straight away. And so if you put a thought in his head to be like, hey, look out for this next time you're talking to the mad scientist,
yeah,
then he'll probably look for it.
Yeah.
And he does later. Zaroff's like, what are you looking at? And he's like, nothing.
Yeah, because they're face to face and he's just got the crazy eyes gone.
Yeah.
And that ruler's like, oh, yeah.
Oh. But he says, like, leave me, I'll think about whether we should help, you know, not blow up the planet or whatever. And then he hands them over to Zaroff.
Yeah, he brings them back and he goes, okay, here's my decision. Look behind you. And behind him are all the guards. And
he's like, take them away.
Take them away. What a cruel way to say, I don't like your idea.
And so at the start of episode 3, I've put, oh, there's his crazy eyes.
There's those crazy eyes. And did you also like the doctor was trying to explain that that guy's nuts?
Yeah.
So he does this thing where he knocks on his head, puts his hand to his ear and goes, yep, no answer. That was his explanation of this guy's nuts.
And they got it though.
They did.
Now, while this is a little bit happening, because we haven't really talked about it so much, but there's a stuff happening with, so Jamie and Ben
together again.
They get away from their,
yeah,
from their captors. They find a tunnel and it comes out at the shrine where the sacrifices happen.
Yeah, and there's like a big, huge face that they've made of this god that they worship.
Yeah. And Polly, and they reunite with Polly there because that's where Polly's been hiding as well.
Because, she's a woman. What else is she going to do in the 60s?
Hide.
Yeah. And scream.
She gets to scream again later.
Yeah.
But they hide there. And Ara brings them food. And then they go back and hide. Well, they hide there for a specific reason. Because in this episode, the Doctor and Ramos are going to be sacrificed, or yep, they're going to get beheaded in front of the statue, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're there being sacrificed, and instead of their heads being cut off, the face talks, but it's just Ben's voice.
Oh.
We like Ben.
No, I was just saying, like, it was a big revelation, and then you're like, oh no, it's just a guy with a tube near a face.
And they, all the Atlanteans, like, put their head on the ground and, like, they're like, oh, we can't look at, because it says don't look at me, whatever. And so while they're doing that, the Doctor and Ramos hide inside.
Yeah. There's about 30 seconds where they're just, like, walking around the people, getting into spot to hide, and then they open their eyes and the guy goes, it's a miracle, they've gone! When you could clearly hear their footsteps as they ran away.
And Zaroff is not happy. Oh. He's like, you let them get away.
There's no way that that miracle happened.
And then the ruler, he's like, what are you saying about our God? And he's like, I'm a man of science. And then the guy's like, whoa, you're still crazy.
Yeah, those eyes are back. What's wrong with you?
There's just a few minutes in the 15-minute mark where there's just a montage of the fish people swimming, yeah, about, which obviously was just them on cables, I assume. They weren't actually underwater. Because I don't think you'd get a camera underwater back in the 60s.
No, but there might have been people swimming and they've just put a camera up to this glass where the swimming is.
Could be true.
That's what I thought it was, but it might be cables.
I think that could be true. Yeah, do you want me to have a really quick look?
Yeah.
346 minutes later.
It is Wise. During the underwater scene, the Kirby, right, Wise can be seen holding up the fish people. Is there a link to fish people on this TARDIS wiki? Yes, there is a link. Alright, do you want to hear about fish people?
Not unless the reason they would not talk about it is because there's a setup for some future
thing. Mate, I've never heard about fish people. So, history. The Atlanteans ate plankton and used fish people to gather it. Polly Wright was about to be converted into a fish person. There you go. When she was saved at last moment by Ara.
So not a fish.
No. So fish people were humans who had been surgically altered by Daemon of Atlantis to breathe water. And then their faces changed to those of, like, fish people, I guess.
See, here's the thing. I didn't want to say this while you've been ranting about the fish people, but that's exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah, no, but explain.
Yeah, yeah. I guess they thought a montage of people swimming would explain it.
Stupid. Alright, inside the, idol, because that's where they all are now. The Doctor, Ben, Jamie, Polly, and a few, like a couple of prisoners, and they decide on this plan. So one of the prisoners, the Irish one, is going to go yell at some fish people and then ask them for help.
Yes.
The Doctor, Ben, Jamie, and Polly are going to capture Zaroff.
Yes.
And so Ben and Jamie dress up as guards,
mm-hmm,
and pretend the Doctor's a prisoner.
Yep.
Well, they're pretending to chase the Doctor because the Doctor dresses up as in disguise.
Yeah, some weird merchant in this big, like, shopping
cool area. Cool sunglasses, though.
Pretty cool.
And then so they all chase after the Doctor. Chase the Doctor.
Inverted commas.
And then the Doctor leads them to the temple where Ramos is. And then Zaroff is like, capture him. And they're like, ha ha ha, we're actually Benin and Jamie.
Got him.
And so they get...
You got pranked, bro.
They get Zaroff.
And the Doctor blows smoke in his face from the flute. Or was it sand?
I think it was sand.
From a recorder.
From his recorder.
We haven't yet mentioned the most terrifying moment in this whole story arc. And that's when, and it might have been earlier, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
Polly is running off to hide from someone. She finds Ara at the market, and Ara and her friend hide her under a rug. And this guy with a big fork is looking for her, and he just goes, oh, is she in there? And just goes, bang, and stabs into it. And then before he goes to do the other side, they're like, no, no, stop stabbing our rugs. We're trying to sell them.
Yeah.
And then she gets up. But I'm telling you, I seriously, the only time this whole shot was like, whoa, is because I was like, damn, imagine if that's how she died. Just huge fork just stabbed through the body.
More exciting than how other people have left the show.
That is true. But that was the only moment I was actually like, ah, oh! Like, oh my gosh, this is like actually violent and horrific.
So the fish people decide to help. By not helping, like, yep, they don't get food anymore. And there's no stockpile food because the food expires inexplicably.
Yeah.
So,
not inexplicably, because that's what food does.
Yeah, they don't have a
fridge. Seafood, I wouldn't touch seafood. It was left out more than a few hours. Yeah, but
you think they'd have a fridge down there.
I suppose they do have a lab.
Yes.
That's a good point. Why don't they have a fridge? You've just blown this case wide open.
I need to point out, I really enjoy these episodes.
So did I.
I just think I keep getting bothered by small things that I shouldn't be bothered by.
No, but you're right. Why? I mean, I know that the idea with the food is that it sets everything else up, but there could have been some other small way.
Maybe something about plankton that I don't know.
It can't be refrigerated.
I don't know. Zaroff kills Ramos.
Yes.
And
so we think.
He also ends up shooting... Oh, yeah, he doesn't kill him at that point. Hmm. He also ends up shooting the ruler.
Yes.
And then a bunch of stuff happens at the end.
Yeah, we're back. Well, we're back with pictures too, so kind of...
Yeah, it was kind of hard to follow again, but Zaroff has basically just said to them, it's started, you can't stop it now.
Hmm.
And the Doctor figures out how to stop it, but he's going to flood... He's flooding the city, or flooding the labs. Polly and Jamie both are trying to escape, and they're separated from the Doctor and Ben. And they both think each other are dead while the place is flooding.
Yeah.
And the Doctor, I think, has a really good... Like, I think this is where there's a bit of growth in his character, maybe. As insane as Zaroff is, he doesn't want to leave him down there to drown.
Yeah. He basically... He tricks Zaroff?
Zaroff, yeah.
By making him leave the lab that he's locked himself in by playing around with some wires. And he's like, yeah, but I can just make it close again. And the Doctor waits till he leaves the lab, then he closes the door so he can't get to his magical doomsday device.
Yeah. And so they leave him locked up there.
Yeah.
As the water's rising. Well, he says, the Doctor's like, come, like, with us. And he's like, no, I'm staying here.
Yeah.
And then I guess the Doctor goes, well, Ben's here, so I should probably go with him. But then on the way out, he's like, I've got to go back and save him. And Ben's like, no. And so it turns out that he didn't save him.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he's like...
Considered it.
Even this guy, even though this crazy person, like, yeah, I'll, you know, try and save them. And they get back in the TARDIS and Jamie's like, this is fun.
Pretty much.
And then let's go to Mars. I do like there's a bit of fun where they're like, is it true you don't know how to fly this thing? And the Doctor's like, I can fly this thing. I just choose to let it take us wherever.
And they're like, oh, sensible chuckle.
And he's like, do you want to see Mars? And like, yes. And then things chaos go crazy.
Because you can't control the TARDIS.
And just judging by the fact that the next one's called the Moon Base, I feel like they don't make it to Mars.
They look like they're in some sort of like rave video, music video.
Yeah, well, that's just because the next one's animated.
Yeah, and the Cybermen are back. That one might not be.
That one isn't, no. So, animated, non-animated, animated, non-animated.
Not bad. We got half of them. Well done, BBC.
And then after that, it's the end of the season.
The Macra Terror.
Yeah.
Ooh, in colour.
In Technicolor.
Oh. No, it's just a regular colour.
Oh.
All right, rate it. Go on. I think it was better than... I think these last few episodes have been a real uptick.
Agreed.
Maybe because now they've got a bit more of a consistent supporting cast. It's not constantly changing, like Steven and Dododo and Dodo. Like, you know, it was... They did a reset there, like Ben and Polly.
Yeah.
So,
And well, from what you're telling me, this Scottish fella hangs around for a while too.
I think he's still the longest serving companion.
Wow.
In terms of number of episodes, maybe not in terms of time.
Oh, okay. And the thing is, we miss some of these episodes too.
Well, because some people, like, I guess the modern Doctor Who isn't 26 episodes a season or whatever.
Yeah.
It's 10 or 13 episodes.
But I still feel like Ian and Barbara, for example, stayed around for a long time.
Yes.
So he stays even longer than them. Wow. So what, like 4 or 5 seasons?
I think he's there for the entirety of the Second Doctor. I think he's all the way to the end of his run.
Right.
So that'd be 3 seasons or something.
But it just happens to be more episodes.
Yeah. I think it was good. I think I'm going to go with a 9.
I agree.
A Christopher Eccleston.
Solid. Very solid compared to some of the stuff recently. It was a good storyline. It actually had characters who were interesting.
And fish people.
Well, that's the only reason I wouldn't give it a 10 is because you're right. They don't go into that enough. Especially because they play such a pivotal role at the end of saving everyone by an act that they do. We don't even know who these freaks are.
Wow. Make that the episode title.
Hey, I'm just trying to get them to help. Isn't that how you do it?
Okay. The next one will be the Moon Day, so we'll do that next week.
Ooh.
If you like the episode, why not rate and review it on iTunes or Spotify?
Please.
And then if you liked it, tell a friend about it. Send us an email, fanofthefool@gmail.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you so we can say, oh, that thanks.
That's in the episode description as well. There's also a link tree to all our other things.
Yes.
There's a TikTok.
Yes.
Where you put little clips of things.
We're down with the cool kids. TikToking.
FYI, a couple days ago, for the first time, I downloaded TikTok because I was like, what is this TikTok?
Oh, and what do you think? Vine, but worse?
Well, I guess I've been watching YouTube Shorts, so it's just kind of like the same as that.
It is. YouTube Shorts are only here because TikTok is.
Yeah. Same as Instagram Stories. Isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
Woo!
Bye.
How you doing?
Love it.
I'm reversing the polarity of the ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity.
Reverse the polarity.
I just reversed the polarity.
Reverse the polarity.
Reverse the polarity.
Please reverse the polarity.